Wisdom applies to the relative. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, University of Philosophy, with the Absolute Philosopher. Wisdom applies to reality. When you think of Absolute, you think that all things exist and are. In Absolute, everything is. Anything that could ever be conceived of in the relative world exists in Absolute. It exists as a completed and a total thing, not as something developing, not as something revealing, but total fulfilled. Now, another aspect that must be considered when we think of Absolute is that there is no motion. There is no time nor space. All is. So, when we think of something like a car driving down the road and it is going from point A to point B, we think that the car is driving down the road going from point A to point B, and we have a very complex concept of the car driving down the road. We see the mechanism of the car operating. We see how its activities are going on in the engines, in the wheels, in the air conditioner, in the radio, in the steering wheel, in all of the devices within the car. And then we see the road itself. We see it as a paved road or an unpaved road. We see it as a road with curves, or we see it as a straight road. We see it with trees, with flowers, with plants. We see it with houses. We see it with people on the side of the road walking along. We see the time of day. We see the morning, the midday, the evening. We see the moon coming up. We see the sun. We see all of these relative things. And they are innumerable. They are truly without number. They are just beyond imagination. And yet, in Absolute, each one of these without number concepts that dwell within any relative incident exists as a thing, as a concept, as an idea. An idea which has no relative quality to it, which has no ability to serve or not serve, which has no ability to be other than that which it is. When we think in absolute terms, we're thinking in a most unusual level of awareness. This is not a level of awareness that the average person chooses to dwell upon. Even the scientists are thinking in the here and the now, and they're thinking of the then, and they're thinking of the to come. They're thinking of all the possibilities and all the probabilities, and they're saying that quantum physics is the physics of possibilities. Well, in Absolute, all is. There are no possibilities. There is nothing to become. There is nothing to be revealed or unfolded. All is. In the relative, we live in a world of revealing that which already is, and enjoying that which already is, and becoming aware of how whatever it is becomes whatever it can be, its probability, its possibility thinking. And in working in this realm, in working on this level of awareness, our minds become boggled because we are still quite relative. We might ask the question, does the mind of man have the ability to think absolute? Wisdom applies to the relative. When we have the ability to think in relative terms, which we do quite readily, we think of it in its related forms. We think of it relative to a car, a road, gasoline, all things relative to it, people driving it, people on the sidewalk or on the road passing by. Whenever we think of anything, the wisdom of our understanding falls into place. But when we step into absolute consciousness and we ask ourselves, why would anyone want to step into absolute consciousness? Absolute consciousness has absolutely nothing to do with relative. And it cannot be a useful tool to us on relative terms. That's very true. Why would anyone even want to think about absolute when absolute is absolutely not what is taking place in our relative life for our relative activities? Well, one of the treasures that comes out of the concept of the ability to think absolute is to know that all already exists. All already exists. It already exists that we are dead, that we are alive, that we are happy, that we are healthy, that we are unhealthy. It already exists that we are rich or poor. It already exists that we are any of these things that the relative world could conceive for us being. It already exists. Now, since it already exists, what is it we are going to do about it? Are we going to know that it already exists, that we are sick and that we are dead? Are we going to know that we already are alive and healthy and wealthy and happy? What is it that we would like to take out of absolute awareness and make a truism in our relative awareness? Can we be aware in absolute of a relative concept, or can we be aware of a relative concept in the absolute? Now, these are interesting points. And only those who choose to walk and work in that level of awareness experience it. Now, we know many people who live exceedingly happy lives. They live exceedingly wealthy lives. They exceedingly healthy lives. They live all of their span of years that they have determined for themselves on this planet Earth in a healthy body. They live all of their life in happy relationships with people around them. Now, some people don't have all these assets available in their world because they haven't chosen to call it forth. It exists. It does exist. Perfect happiness does exist. Perfect health does exist. Perfect wealth does exist. All these things do exist for you or me right now in our experience here as we are humans. Now, why then is it that we experience something else? Well, we experience whatever it is that we presume out of absolute consciousness for ourselves. What is it you want to presume out of absolute consciousness for yourself? It's not a probability. It exists. It's not a possibility. It exists. It is. The probability or possibility are, do you want to have happiness or unhappiness? Do you want to have health or sickness? Do you want to have wealth or poverty? What do you want? What do you want? This is a question that the practitioners here at the University of Healing ask all of the people who call the Worldwide Healing Ministry asking for treatment. What do you want? We have so many people who call us after the fact. And they say, gee, I wish I'd known. Well, you do know. You do know because you know that we exist. And you can contact us and work with us, and we will guide you into thinking in the absolute concept, that it already is. We're not going to make you healthy. We're going to reveal that you are healthy. We're not going to make you have happy relationships. We're going to reveal to you that you already have happy relationships. You just have not called it forth into your experience. Now, we call it forth into our experience through the use of affirmations. We call these affirmations because these are statements of truth about ourselves. And what is a statement of truth about yourself? The statement of truth about yourself is that you are whatever you think you are. You are whatever your thought is. Now, what is your thought about yourself? What is your desire about yourself? What is your realization about yourself? What expectation do you have of yourself? Well, wisdom applies to the relative. And we could say, our wisdom says, if we talk about health, we have health. If we talk about wealth, we have wealth. If we talk about happy relationships, we have happy relationships. And you say, well, that's not always true. Oh, you just watch and see. You check anybody in this world who has healthy relationships, who has happy relationships, who has a healthy body, a happy body, and you'll find they live in the consciousness of that which they are. They could not be that which they are and live in a different consciousness. For in whatever consciousness we live, that is who we are. What consciousness is it that you choose? That's the wisdom that applies to the relative, making your choice of what it is that you want for yourself. What do you want to experience? Not that it doesn't already exist. The unhappiness exists just as beautifully, powerfully, abundantly as the happiness. And it's just a matter of what sandbox do you want to play in? What rabbit hole do you want to go down? What area of life do you want to explore? What excitement turns you on? If you allow yourself to think for one moment of any limitation in any direction that you call a limitation, then it surely is yours. And if you allow yourself, encourage yourself, and direct yourself to think beautiful, uplifting, positive attitudes about yourself, calling forth this out of the absolute and expressing it in your life right now, then that is what you have. The great scientists of the universe have written up principles, laws of cause and effect, and all of these beautiful things. And they have shown how thought is a tremendous power, how it directs things in life beyond our fondest imagination. And our ability to concentrate one-pointedly on these things brings them into our life in a beautiful, positive, dramatic, dynamic way, and allows us to live exactly what we speak about. This is not something that we want to make happen. This is something that happens by every thought we think. And when we can use the wisdom of the relative, if we can use the wisdom that applies to the relative, the law of cause and effect and the principles that are therein, and use them to our highest and our best, then that's exactly what we experience. As a man thinketh in his mind, in his heart, in his being, so is he. So this day, let us think who and what we really are from the absolute point of view. What concept do you want to claim? Do I want to claim as my reality? And I claim that today. And as I claim that, I experience it. And you are ready to experience it. Because the divine, all that is good, all that is beautiful, lay within you right now, waiting to be revealed. The absolute is in you right now. The allness is in you and me right now, waiting to be revealed. And I choose to reveal my original purity and integrity. And I choose to claim that I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I choose to be that which I am. And it's wonderful. Join me and have a lot of fun with me, because it is indeed wonderful. beyond measure. I love you. I love you. I love you.